always looks worse than it is when I come up here with all these books. Jesus has been giving us lessons on the different virtues, and he would like them all printed in a book entitled Come Into My Divine Love. Now, he's been telling us that holy love, which is the heart of his mother, leads to divine love, which is his own sacred heart. And holy love is comprised of perfection in all the virtues. And that's why he's trying to nurture us along, because none of us are perfect in the virtues. We all have those little doors that Satan knows just how to open. And so he's giving us some lessons. This lesson is on meekness. Jesus says, I am Jesus born incarnate. As humility goes hand in hand with love, so meekness is the sister virtue of humility. One can hardly be present and is present only imperfectly without the other. Meekness lets the soul attain loftiness. Love is patient and kind. Love is slow to anger. These are all fruits of meekness. Humility of heart allows the virtue of meekness to flower. For it is through humility the soul puts himself last and all others first. It is meekness that allows you to be mild in the face of anger, patient in the midst of adversity. Like all virtues, it needs to be in the heart and not superficial. The meek soul treats all people the same, friend and foe alike. The meek soul has his heart in heaven while on earth. Thus, he quickly mounts to perfection. Practice meekness. Pray for it. I will adorn your efforts with my grace. Now, St. Francis de Sales, he's written many spiritual letters and treatises, but it's said that his favorite virtue was meekness. He considered it the most important. And he is said to have always had a serene, placid look on his face. He was always approachable. He had a temper, but he overcame it by praying to the Lord for meekness. And here he is quoted as saying, meekness and mildness of heart is a virtue rarer than chastity, and yet it is more excellent than that and all other virtues, for it is the end of charity, which, as St. Bernard says, is in its perfection when we are not only patient, but kind. It is necessary, however, to have great esteem for this virtue and to use every effort to acquire it. Just a minute. Now, in Matthew, I think it's chapter 11. Yes. Jesus is quoted as saying, learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. He put those two virtues together. And St. Francis tells us, take care that this mystical charism made up of gentleness and humility is within your heart. For it is one of the great tricks of the enemy to make many people satisfied with words and external appearances of these two virtues. Those who do not examine well their interior dispositions imagine themselves to be humble and gentle, though in practice they are not. We recognize them to be such because in spite of their ceremonious gentleness and humility, they burst out with unparalleled arrogance at the least offensive word or at the least insult they receive. It is said that those who have taken the preventive, commonly known as the grace of St. Paul, do not suffer from inflammations when bitten and stung by a viper, provided the preventive is of excellent quality. So too, when humility and gentleness are good and authentic, we are guaranteed against the inflammations and passions which insults usually provoke in our hearts. The holy and illustrious patriarch Joseph, this is St. Francis de Sales, I'll tell him this story. Patriarch Joseph, while sending his brothers from Egypt back to his father's house, gave them this one word of advice: do not become angry on the way. I say the same to you. This miserable life is only a progressive journey to the happy life to come. Therefore, let us not be angry at all with one another on the way. Let us walk in the company of our family and companions gently, peacefully, and kindly. Further, I tell you very plainly and without any exception, do not become angry at all if that is possible. Do not accept any pretext whatever to open the door of your heart to anger. For St. James says bluntly and without reservation that human anger does not work the justice of God. Now I have these retreat notes from someone on meekness. The ways to grow in meekness and tolerance are not to be confused with weakness or failure to execute one's rightful duties before God, or out of fear not wanting to rock the boat syndrome. Self-mastery, such as one acts and reacts from inside out, not from outside in. For example, someone says something hurtful, one can either allow that person's words to draw forth our response, or we can choose from within ourselves the manner we will respond, based on faith and true Christian humble love and meekness. One may be on fire within, however one chooses to put hoses on the fire rather than allow the fire to consume him. This takes maturity, the spirit of forgiveness, serenity, and meekness. Courtesy, affability, benevolence, tact, kindness, which, if genuine, do not have the scent of any sentimentality, but rather they're strong and adhere to the good of another. As to speak truth to another in love and true meekness, one must seek the genuine good of another, which assumes a mature spirit, devoid of any self-seeking. And then the notes go on to say that it is one thing to hurt someone, and it is quite a different thing to harm someone. Hurt at times is necessary as it brings forth a change, a necessary growth, and it brings about the good of the soul, whereas harm is only detriment to someone else, and is never in the spirit of Jesus. Therefore, it never brings forth good. Gentleness is the great sign of meekness. True gentleness is never passive, neither passive, unduly submissive, or weak, but on the contrary, it is strength, humbly tempered. This virtue of gentleness is not the same as temperamental gentleness, which is not an acquired virtue. Therefore, a fiery-tempered person can be considerably more meek if they exercise this virtue than a quiet, placid person who is acting out of nature, not necessarily grace. We know that some of the saints, what comes to mind especially is Saint Peter, had a very fiery temper, and he had to really pray and practice this virtue of meekness, humility, and patience in order to overcome that. But he did overcome it, and he became a saint. And we can do that too. None of us are perfect in the virtue now, but Jesus is willing to help us if we ask him. Thank you for your attention.